husband at the altar where she was about to renew her wedding vows, Angie Bryson's smile faded quickly as the sound of shattering glass sent everyone cowering to the floor. She watched as her family crawled under chairs, taking cover from the glass as bullets were pumped into the hotel conservatory from outside. The sound of her daughter Ashley's screams filled the air, along with her husband, eldest son and brothers-in-law shouting at them all to take cover. The quick-fire popping sound of bullets being fired almost synced in time with her thumping heart. Grabbing her youngest close to her, Angie held on to him as securely as she could and attempted to roll on top of him. Her eyes shut tight against the potential massacre of her family. If she survived, she imagined opening them when the ordeal was over and seeing her beautiful white dress saturated in her family's blood. She couldn't help but think the worst would happen as gunshots continued, the sound piercing her ears. "Mum!" Ashley's voice penetrated through the echo of bullets leaving the barrel of a gun somewhere outside. Angie opened her eyes and saw nothing but fear in her daughter. Reaching out a hand, she gripped Ashley tightly and attempted a reassuring smile before mouthing, "We're going to be okay." Dale's voice was close to Angie's ear, yet she could barely hear what he said. Something about it being over soon. Over? How? Dead? All of them? Or would their assailant leave just one of them alive? Because that was her worst nightmare. Her entire family dead. All except her. And just like that, the shooting stopped and everything fell silent. A figure dressed in black skulked away from the hotel, head down and gun inside the large front pocket of his hoodie. They'd missed intentionally. The idea wasn't to kill, but to warn. The Bryson family might once have been the high and mighty of the city, but now they would pay for all the chaos and grief that followed their actions. Climbing up the hill into the woodlands, they heard the sound of voices coming from the hotel behind them. The Brysons were outside, looking for their attacker. Not that they'd find them. Not now, anyway. If the Bryson family thought that the shooting was a one-off, then they could think again. Each and every one of them would be targeted as many times as necessary, until it was time to remove them all. Glasgow would see a new crime boss, and the city would watch as the old ones died. Then, 2013. The cell door slammed shut and James McTavish began banging on it with his fists.
"This is fucking bullshit! I'm fucking innocent!"
"They all say that, pal,"
the screw on the other side of the door shouted as he locked McTavish in.
"Enjoy your stay."
James continually banged on the steel door, screaming and claiming his innocence of the crime for which he'd been convicted. Double murder. It had been a ridiculous trial. The evidence stacked against him, even though he was innocent. He'd been nowhere near that bloody disused track. He'd only witnessed the police pull the car from the reservoir, yet forensics were able to match gun residue to his jacket. The only way that could have happened was if someone had taken the gun and used it themselves. But there had been no other prints on the gun, only McTavish's.
"I've been fucking set up!"
he shouted again, although this time his voice wasn't so loud. It was hopeless. He knew that. It hadn't taken the jury long at all. He'd worked for the Frasers over the years, and the jury had been informed that he hadn't been happy with how they were treating him. That had obviously been motive enough in their eyes. He'd had no chance. His fists and arms began to ache, and he pulled away from the door. Turning, he surveyed his cell and stared at the bunk bed in the corner. "Fucking hell," he hissed as he sat down on the bottom bunk. "Fucking murder. I might be some things, but I'm not that." The cell was cold, dull. He'd never been in prison before. Always managed to keep himself out of the limelight. He knew who'd set him up. Someone much bigger than the Frasers could have ever aspired to be. It was blatantly obvious. He just couldn't get his head around how.